reading through a topical Bible. It's called The New Topical Textbook by R.A. Torrey. And one of the topics found in this is the character of saints. It's a fairly long list, and I thought it might be good to go through a few of them. Each character trait put forth has with it a scripture reference. So let's start down the list and see what we find. First on the list is being attentive to the Messiah's voice. This is a character trait. John 10, verses 3 through 4. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. And we know his voice. We heard the calling, and we came. Yahshua called us by name, choosing us to be a part of the family of Yahweh. We understand that this character trait or ability is given to us by Yahweh, his Spirit opening up our hearts and minds. And today we follow Yahshua leading us in the Spirit of Yahweh, even remembering his word as we consider our actions and decisions in certain situations. In fact, in many situations each day, we are constantly bombarded by decisions that we have to make. And we are deciding to and choosing to be obedient to our Father through Yahshua. Another attribute or character of the saints is that they will be blameless and harmless. Philippians 2, verses 12 through 15. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Elohim at work in you, both to you and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of Yahweh, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights to a dark world. Lights in the world. We are to be blameless and innocent to the evils of this world. As saints, we are not to be living as sinners. We are also to have an attitude in line with Yahweh's Spirit. It says, do all things without grumbling and dispute. Easier said than done sometimes. We have disputes. We have disagreements. But we're told to do all things without grumbling or disputing. It is easy with human nature to let what we perceive as frustration get the best of us. We sometimes act out rather than chilling out, which many times we should do. Many of the character qualities we are to have can take time and are not all instantaneous. Even getting up and speaking, it's not an easy thing, and in fact, it's a growing process. And I suppose the one thing that should be consistent, though, is the want and desire to overcome and to grow personally, even reaching out to others to help them do the same. Being blameless and harmless is letting our lights shine. Proverbs 28, verse 1, one of the character traits that we are to have is to be bold. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness should not come across as arrogance. There's a difference. If it does, then it probably is arrogance. The character trait of the saints, since they are righteous in Messiah, is that they will be bold and speak up when they see a wrong being committed. Our human nature wants to broadcast a wrong to everyone. We need to resist our human nature, and we are to fight that temptation, grasp the thought with the power of the Spirit, and then go tell the person in private. And this is even brought out in the book of Matthew. In doing so, we gain ground instead of losing it, and we grow in righteous character rather than quenching the Spirit. We are to be contrite. This is one of the character traits of the saints. Isaiah 57, verse 14 through 15. And it will be said, build up, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and revive the heart of the contrite. And as we've already seen, boldness can be compatible with contriteness or humbleness of heart. Yahweh can work with such an individual. The Spirit can lead those willing to follow, and we need to be willing to follow. I think there are times we see there are opportunities to be silent rather than speaking up when people would speak against us as a people or to us as an individual for choosing to walk the straight and narrow, a lifestyle that's very contrary to the way the world lives. Have you been silent towards your employer at times? Silent towards your spouse? Silent towards your neighbor? It's a character trait that we can be proud of because it's Messiah living in us that causes us to hold our tongue at times, while at other times speaking up, being just like the Messiah. That spirit that's been given to us, the Messiah dwelling within that spirit, being in us, allows us to walk in his footsteps. But it's a growth process. And, we can grow in these attributes of the Spirit. They are not to just be standing. It's to be moving and growing and in grace and knowledge of the Master, actually. I think there are... let's go to the next attribute, being devout. Acts 22:12-16. A certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law and well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me, standing near, and said to me, Brother Saul... Speaking of the Apostle Paul, Brother Saul, it's actually Shaul in the Hebrew, receive your sight. And at the very time I looked up at him, and he said, the Elohim of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him and all men of what you have seen and heard. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on his name. Whose name? Proverbs 30 and verse 4. What is his name? What is his son's name? We know his son's name actually holds the father's name. And as we go through this, you'll see the emphasis on the name throughout. Other translations read, Ananias, a devout man according to the law. No doubt Yahweh's law and not the man-made rules made up by the Pharisees, which Yahshua was completely against. We are also devout not only to the law, but to Yahweh's spirit in which the law is magnified. Paul said in Romans chapter 7 that he joyfully concurred with the law of Yahweh in the inner man and in his mind. If you commit adultery in the Old Testament, you pushed past the law to do so. In the New Testament, you push past the spirit and the law. And so while it's easier to break the law, today, it's not as easy to push past the spirit because it is working within both the heart and minds of the saints. And I do think when Paul struggled, he was struggling against his flesh with the spirit dwelling within him. And there's a difference of that kind of struggle than just a struggle with your conscience. Though I do believe that the Spirit enhances the conscience. It cleans up your conscience. So you have a heightened sense of right and wrong after being baptized and receiving of the Spirit. But we choose to submit. We make decisions. And yes, we study the word and are devout, and we also are devout in walking on higher ground. We choose to submit to both the law and the Spirit of Yahweh, which writes the law in our hearts and minds. We've been implanted with the seed of the Spirit. Seeds can take time, but we should be able to sense Yahweh's Spirit growing within us. that it's there with us, helping us, comforting us, guiding us, strengthening us, allowing us to be able to stand, allowing us to be able to walk on the straight and narrow, giving us empowerment, boldness to even teach the word, share the word, to love the word, something that ancient Israel failed to do. Why did they fail? They failed because they lacked the Spirit of Yahweh. And of course, we know that Hebrews brings out the idea in chapter 8 and also in chapter 10 that things are a little different in that Yahweh was trying to get the people first to get the law on their mind and then into their heart. Today, he calls us out and brings us with a desire within our hearts to put his word on our mind. A little different, but we know that he doesn't change. And so we see a similar process going on. He's been concerned with our heart from the very beginning. One of the character traits of the saints is that they will be faithful. Revelation 17 and verse 14. These will wage war against the Lamb, those that have joined up with the beast power that's coming. In fact, I think we've already seen signs of it, but things are going to get a lot worse. It says, the Lamb will overcome them because he is sovereign of sovereigns and king of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. The saints have been called by Yahweh and have been chosen by Yahshua. The requirement now for the saints is to be faithful. The word faithful is complex, though. In your work at home, you may be faithful in raising children, but what does that entail? Just a good feeling in your heart? What are the daily activities that have to be done to raise wholesome and balanced children? Do you just let them run around? Do you allow them to tell you what to do? Don't you yourself have rules you expect followed? Do's and don'ts you want your children to obey. Aren't you raising obedient children? At work, you may be faithful doing your work. You show up on time. You do the required work as you are trained. You are expected to behave in a certain manner, both to your employer and to your fellow workers. Being faithful is what we're called to be in the house of the saints, in the house of Yahweh. We are stones being put together, shaped, formed. It's a difficult process to go through, but we are being put within this temple of Yahweh. Yahweh is dwelling with us, helping us to grow in grace and knowledge of his Son and of himself. You know, in the Greek, it leaves out the Father. But in the Semitic language, the Father is included. It says, grow in grace and the knowledge of the Son and the Father. And the Son, of course, did the Father's will. And we have their Spirit, the one that dwells with the Messiah, the one that dwells with Yahweh, working within us and helping us to be faithful. Being faithful is what we're called to be. And if you're not in the house of the saints, then you're, well, and if you're not in a house of saints, then let your light shine and do what the saints do. Of course, we do go to our respectful homes. We're apart, though connected by the Spirit. And, you know, we each come in contact with different people. The word is spread by mouth, for the most part. And many times we can share literature and these type of things. But there's a lot of things done in religion today that should not be done. It's very ecumenical. It seems like anything goes today. Women at the pulpit, women that are homosexual in the teaching people how to live their lives according to Yahweh's ways, it doesn't even make sense. The things that Yahweh calls an abomination, that's what people are doing today. And they're claiming to be religious. And it's just wrong. Saints are to be saintly and live according to a higher and better way of life. It's said that fearing Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and that is one of the character attributes of the saints. Fearing Yahweh. Acts 10, verse 1 through 10, or 2. Now there was a man at Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort, a devout man, and one who feared Yahweh with all of his household, and gave many alms to the Jewish people and prayed to Yahweh continually. Actually, that word Jewish is not actually in the text. I looked up in interlinear, and I think basically they just help people in general. And we are to be outgoing and helping people in general. And I suppose we could put respect in place of fear, as that is what is really being spoken of here. But here is a man and family who were saintly in attitude towards Yahweh and also towards their fellow man. Yahweh, in dealing with Peter, gave him a vision to teach. The lesson is one for us as well, the moral of the story, I suppose you could say. Acts 10, verses 34 through 35 says, opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that Yahweh is not one to show partiality, but in every nation the man who fears him and does what is right. Who decides what is right? Do we decide what is right? Or does Yahweh decide what is right? It's those who fear him and do what is right that are welcome to him. That's what Yahweh's word says. Now, the list given under character of saints is made up of at least 34 different attributes. And I think there's different attributes we can see as we look through each of these scriptures. And we'll get just through a fraction of that today. Up to this point, we've been going down the list in order. I want to jump around a little for the sake of time and get some of the more important attributes we should grow in, though what we've seen so far have been pretty important. We are to be watchful. The saints, one of the character traits is that they are watchful. And in Luke 12:37, we find, blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them. Wow. Do we consider ourselves watchful? I think we do, but do we consider ourselves slaves? Servants, subservient to a master. In Messiah, as Scripture teaches, we're not our own. We were purchased. We were paid with a price. The price was very high. The price cost a perfect life. Shed blood was done on our behalf. He says that if we are watchful, that at his return, he'll serve us. It's hard to believe. But we're talking about someone who was in fully Yahweh's spirit, had the proper attitude, the proper servant, humble attitude that we are all to have for one another, especially within the household of faith. But not only us, but others, neighbors, and those we come in contact with. When we were children, there were times when we can remember waiting for our parent or parents. And hopefully we were behaving ourselves and not being mischievous. We were being watchful. We were waiting for our parents. This is how we are to be watchful today. We are to expect Yahshua's return, and while waiting and watching, we are to behave ourselves. And do we not obey our parents? Did we not obey our parents? I'm sure at times we didn't. But we're to be doing that. That's what's right. And what's right for us today is to be obedient to our Heavenly Father through the Messiah. We're not to be getting ourselves into trouble. But You know, if we get into trouble, we have an advocate, a mediator, a savior, Yahshua, who stands between us and the Father. This is the only way we're able to approach the Father. We don't get justified through our own actions, but we honor the Father and the Son by doing what they tell us to do and living as the Messiah lived. One of the other things that is a character trait of the saints is being zealous of good works. Titus 2 and verse 13. For the grace of Yahweh has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Really, all men? All men that will accept it. Not everyone does. Are you telling me I need to do all these things? That's not for me. Verse 12. Instructing us to deny evil and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and Elohim-like in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the reappearing of the glory of our great Elohim and Savior, Messiah Yahshua, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people of his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Action. We're called to action. We're brought into the army. We are called to fight the good fight, to run the race as if we want to win, and live accordingly to the rules that are implemented. What are good works? No doubt the opposite of lawless deeds or actions. We're instructed to live sensibly and righteously, to walk like Yahshua did. We have children in the assembly that not too long ago were crawling rather than walking. Now they are walking, but the process has not been without some falls in between. And just like with us, we start out crawling, I think, sometimes. I think when we are called, we're at a low point in our life. We've been somewhat like knocked down, like the Apostle Paul. Yahshua had to knock Paul down. Whack! Knocked him down. Had to blind him so that he could see. And then with this economy, there are some people that are falling on their knees because they're losing everything. People are still losing everything. But if they lose everything and start to see the light, there's great gain and a fortune and rewards that are out of this world. Are we not all children? Are we not all walking more strongly today than we were a year ago? How about 5 years ago? How about 15 years ago? Growth sometimes takes time. But over time, if we're steadfast, if we're paying attention, if we're looking to the Messiah and paying attention to what we're to be doing, then we'll see growth. We should be growing in good works, not stumbling as much as we may have when we first started out, but being even more gracious towards others, living and acting in accordance with the lifestyle of Yahweh's word. One of the other attributes that we find for the saints, or of the saints, is being loving. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write you, for you yourselves are taught by Yahweh to love one another. How are we taught by Yahweh? Isn't this true? Don't half the Ten Commandments teach this? The last five, perhaps? Doesn't the Spirit soften our hearts towards one another? You know, we're warned not to harden our hearts. We're warned not to allow a bitter root to grow because it can defile many. And so it's very important that we are living the lifestyle, not of the rich and famous, mind you, but of Yahweh's law and of his Spirit. We are taught in the book of Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love. There are other attributes also associated, and they are character traits growing within us. These character traits we are to have for and among ourselves and also for non-believers as well. You may have already noticed that a number of these character traits blend with one another, just like the listening of, or the listing of the fruit of the Spirit. There, you know, you go to Galatians 5 and you read the fruits of the Spirit. It also talks about the works of the flesh, which we're to stay away from, and all of those have commandments against them. Whereas the fruit of the Spirit, there's no law, no commandments against the fruit of the Spirit. If you have that flowing through you, as we all should in Messiah, then we will be walking according to Yahweh's way. Walking on higher ground. Now it's true, we pay attention to Yahweh's word. We emphasize the third and fourth commandment in the Ten Commandments because they're neglected for the most part in society. Sabbaths, not only just the weekly Sabbath, but the high Sabbath, seven annual high Sabbaths. We do these things because it's the lifestyle that we've been called to, a lifestyle of walking in the truth and in the Spirit. Another character trait of the saints is that they are holy. Colossians 3, 12 through 7. So as those who have been chosen of Elohim, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as Yahweh forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these, put on love. You know, it talks about putting on love, putting on Messiah, putting on the spiritual attributes that we're to have. It talks about this as being the perfect bond of unity. Verse 15, let the peace of Messiah rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Messiah richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonition, or admonishing one another with psalms, hymns. Today, Proverbs 30, verse 4. And spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to Yahweh. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Yahshua, giving thanks through him to Yahweh the Father. He is the mediator. He is the logos. He is the word, the dabar. It's a tall order. It's a long list, you might say. The word holy, just like the word love, and words like faithful are encompassing words. They don't stand alone, but together. They stand together for the saints. So should we in doctrine and in compassion, or so should we in doctrine and compassion towards one another. And when we look at the Ten Commandments, those first five point upwards, the last five point outwards, it's encompassing for us worshiping in spirit and truth, worshiping Yahweh, and reaching out, helping our fellow man. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 7, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. And there is something like 7 billion, or over 7 billion now. Verse 7, Yahweh did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. Now, of course, this is talking about ancient Israel, but doesn't this apply to us today? Are we a holy people? Are we set apart? What will our character be like then? Won't our character be holy rather than unholy? You know, sometimes we're asked, well, what do you do on the Sabbath day? Well, it says keep the Sabbath day holy. So don't do anything unholy on the Sabbath day. You know, Yahweh doesn't make things too difficult for us. And when he told us these things years ago, our ancestors, he said, these are not so hard for you. They're not away in some dark corner. You can't see them, that you can't do them, that you can't be obedient. So we are called to be obedient. There's a preacher that I've heard, and he's a good speaker. I mean, he comes up with these stories and talks about Scripture and brings to light some different things. And then one day I heard him say, you cannot keep the Ten Commandments. You just can't. And that was the last time I ever listened to that man, because that man is a liar, whether he knows it or not. If we slip, won't we desire to get up and keep moving forward with Yahweh's help? This, so our character can grow and so we can walk in a stronger way. To be able to stand at Yahshua's return, having been watchful and overcoming, which is another character trait of the saints. 1 John 3:2-3. Beloved, now we are children of Yahweh, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he, that is, the Messiah, is pure. And as Yahweh is pure. We are growing day by day if we have our focus correct. We are a holy people if we practice what we preach, and if we are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, which has sanctified us and made us holy in Messiah Yahshua. Are we holy or are we not? Are we clean or are we unclean? I say we are clean unless we defile ourselves with the filth of the world and the muck and the garbage. We can be cast away. We can be like a branch that is cut off and thrown in the fire. But we are not called for that. We are called to overcome. We are called to do what is right. And when we find more truth, we hold on to it and move forward. Let's close with this final scripture and consider our higher calling to walk on higher ground. Let's also remember that Yahweh is still working with Israel, of whom we are grafted into. That tree, which Jeremiah 11 tells us, is made up of the northern tribes, the southern tribes, the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, of which the promises are given through. It's through Isaac, through Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, the one who overcomes with the help of El. 1 Peter 2:9-12. Just listen to this. Take it in, drink it in, and understand who you are and how you're to act. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for Yahweh's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of Yahweh. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the peoples, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify Yahweh in the day of visitation. May Yahweh bless you.